Thousands of protesters tried to storm a convention center used as a police base by hundreds of security forces in Kiev. Demonstrators throw stones and smoke bombs. Police fire stun grenades and spray water in response. The two-hour pre-dawn confrontation ended after opposition leader Vitali Klitschko intervened, allowing the embattled security forces to leave the building. Yet Klitschko, who is also a heavyweight boxing champion, told the crowds that anti-government protests would continue in Kiev and other cities throughout the country. He says we are not stepping back, we are holding our positions on Maidan, or Independence Square, and in the region. The demonstrations come after he rejected an offer by President Viktor Yanukovych to become Vice Prime Minister, and Fatherland Party leader Arseniy Yatsenyuk announced he had refused to be the country's Prime Minister.
Ми готові брати на себе відповідальність за долю країни.
Yatsenyuk says we are ready to take on the responsibility for the country's future, but only under the conditions that will be set by us.
Але на тих умовах, які виставляємо ми.
Those conditions include early presidential elections, as a vote is not due until 2015. The opposition also demands that a free trade agreement with the European Union be signed and political prisoners be freed, including former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Amid the standoff, there was time for reflection. As Pope Francis called on Sunday for an end to the violence, thousands participated in a prayer ceremony in Kiev for several protesters who have been killed. A coffin was carried bearing the body of one of them, Mykhailo Sinevsky, before his burial. The 25-year-old man was among those who died of gunshot wounds, but police have denied wrongdoing. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.